First off, I got an information that in some schools in Lagos State, teachers there are being forced to submit photocopies of their ATM. No, sorry, I'll take that back. Yeah, seeing something on my this thing here. Photocopies of their PVC, their permanent voter card, the photocopy of their PVC. People are being forced, threatened in some instance. So the teachers that brought this to my notice, they are afraid to come out. I tried to convince them to come and share their story. They don't have to mention their name as we always do. You know, we do that where the teachers can talk to me anonymously, but they're still scared. They can't come to tell this story. The only one that I got that was ready to tell the story would be busy in the classroom. So I figure that most of the teachers affected, as a matter of fact, will be busy right now. Okay? So that is why we're still going to go ahead and have this conversation. Should you have, or should you be a teacher and you're privy to this information, I would love to for you to confirm or dispel it. I've had a chat with the Commissioner of Information, Gbenga Omotosho, this morning already, and he's given me his word that he would investigate. He's unaware that if anybody is doing it, it's not sanctioned by the state. You know, people get really overzealous sometimes. And he said once he is done with his investigation, he would come talk to Lagos about it. So that is from the state angle. No confirmation yet as to whether it's going on or not. They can't verify it for now, but they would need more time to go through and see who these people are. Who are they? Because the information I got, I don't know if it's safe for me to mention the area affected in particular, because it told me the area. And if schools in your area are affected as well, I would also like to know. I was told, you know, schools around Morocco. Where is that again? I'll fish it out now. I'll fish it out now. Okay. So they're saying schools around Bariga, Lady Lac, Morocco environs, you know, teachers there are being forced to do this. So if you're a teacher or you're close to a teacher and you can say, Nalayo, they just want to paint the state government in bad light. Or Nalayo, it'll be Lagos state government now, some people. Or not true, it happened. We'd like to hear this right now. Right now, we'd like to know, because we will not allow our democracy to be handled this way. Nah. It doesn't belong to anybody. Democracy belongs to everybody. All righty. No conclusions. We can't confirm anything until we get confirmation from you out there. And then we'll get response from the state government. Okay. 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993, 277-2993, and 277-3993. You can send me a message if you don't want to call in for fear of your voice being recognized. You can send me a message on WhatsApp. You know, WhatsApp is between you and me alone. So nobody gets to know your number. Nobody gets to see anything. Okay? All right. In case you're scared of being victimized at the end of the day. Okay. WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp number. Okay, I'll come to WhatsApp. Let's start with the telephone lines and hear from Lagos this morning, okay? Please turn off your radio if you're calling me. It's very important they do that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Well, this is Pastor Ladipo.
Welcome.
Calling from Lagos. Sharif, everything that starts with a rumor, especially when it comes to politics and governance in this nation, at the end of it, you'll find that it's an element of truth in it. Especially Lagos State, where we are now, they used everything, they politicized it too. I can tell you for free, everything in Lagos has been turned into politics. So they take advantage victimize people, and if you don't do their bidding, you know how it will go. So for me, yes, this information has not yet been confirmed.
Yeah.
But if you press for the Sharif, you'll find an element of truth in it.
Okay.
Lagos State is known for this. Thank you. God bless Nigeria.
Bless you too, Pastor Ladikwa. Thanks for calling me. Good morning to you.
Morning, Mr. Sharif.
Good morning to you.
Yes, Nigeria's an INEC. They thought it was a joke when a presidential candidate was saying power must be grabbed by force. Grab it and run away. Sharif, it was in the news. Power must be grabbed.
What's your point?
My point is that if you investigate very well, if
you said?
Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you
I
now.
I said if you investigate very well, a particular candidate is trying to force himself on Nigerians. That person is behind all this. Have a nice day.
You too. Okay. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Nigeria Info?
Yes, please. You're live on the radio now.
Yeah, I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
I'm a professor from Illinois.
Okay. All right, sir. Please turn off your radio so we can hear you, Prof. Turn off your radio. Yes, sir.
I need for you to be careful and what people say.
Okay.
Especially that your guest. You need this too.
Oh, no.
This is just one way or the other.
Prof, your radio is up too loud.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, it's better now, Prof.
Yeah, if there's anything of such, I'm a consultant to Lagos State and the federal government.
Okay.
If there's anything of such, I must be privy to it. But I tell you, it's just a political gimmick.
It's a political gimmick.
Just take it.
All right, Prof.
And also be careful the kind of guests you have, you keep in your station. Be careful, because people are watching. Politics will come and go.
Yes.
But this thing on Nigeria Info will remain. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Prof. You too. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Let me take another call very quickly. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Mr. Sharif.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Joseph calling from the...
Mr. Joseph. Oh, you just put me on hold, Mr. Joseph. Should we go? Mr. Joseph, we're going, though. Mr. Joseph, he can't hear me, so he put me on hold. So let me take another one. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I'm calling from Maguru.
Welcome.
Ernest calling.
Welcome.
What you're saying is just the truth.
How do you mean? Are you a teacher?
I'm not a teacher. I'm an Okada rider.
Okay, so?
I carried a passenger.
Okay.
We were just discussing politics, and I was referring to how things are going. This woman probably told me that they have collected all their PVC and they are doing whatever. And if you try, say no. That means you have entered their soup.
So the woman told you that she's a teacher?
Yes. Not only teacher herself, all those Lagos State government workers.
No, this woman that you carried, did she tell you she's a teacher or she's a government worker?
Not one person. What I'm saying is that it's not one person. Because after that, I continue investigating from others, just like as I carry a start political talk. So that's how it's been.
That's very hard to believe, though. I seriously doubt that information. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. my name is Jamidili.
You're welcome.
Now, this thing that you're talking about, photocopies of PVC being collected.
Yes.
It's actually a very probable. I'm not a teacher.
Okay.
And I'm not, but one of my workers in my home.
Okay.
The daughter works in a shop off that Jakonde Road that goes inside there to the beach. I don't know the place very well. I don't go there. The daughter came home and said they were going from shop to shop telling them that they must vote to for so person. Otherwise, they are going to take all their shops. You know?
They were being threatened.
What?
You said they were being threatened.
They were being threatened, yes. They are going to take all their shops if they don't vote for their own person. You know? So it's been going round and round. I mean, I may not be down in that place, but I have people who live there,
okay,
who work for me.
Okay.
So I get information on what goes on there.
Hmm. All right.
Why would they not go to teachers and collect photocopies?
And collect photocopies.
Exactly. Hmm. They have been doing that. They have been using their position, you know. The fact that they are employers of labor. I have also a few people who work in Lagos State. Yes, for Lagos State government. It's the same story. Yes. Thank you. God bless you. Well,
bless you too. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Please turn off your radio, please. Please do that. Good morning.
I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine.
The professor that called now is just trying to defend what.
No. Don't address any caller.
Personally, I went to technical college.
Okay.
In Agidigbi to collect my PGC. When I got there, I met them. They were writing down the serial number, the password, everything about the card before they would give you the card. Is it a proper thing to do? What is the difference? I'm a witness to that.
Okay.
What is the difference by collecting a photocopy and writing down the seal and everything about the card before they give you? What is the difference?
Who was writing all of these things that you said?
The people that is issuing the...
That's INEC. Right? Those are INEC people now.
The officers there that are giving people the card.
INEC people
before
now.
They give you, they will write every details on the card down before they will give you.
So INEC explained. No, INEC explained why they are doing that. They're saying that it's because so that they can track and have record documentation. That issue was raised here on Nigeria Info, and we had INEC on one of our shows. I think it was a Hard Facts, and then it was addressed. It was that fact or Chukwudiso. It was addressed that's why, that they needed to, you know, they needed to have record of the cards that they're giving out, even though you could ask further questions, you know, on that really. But he said 20. I have some messages here. I'm going to quickly go through a couple of them. Akeem from Ipacha says, teacher story is real and it's everywhere in the market and CDA and on CDA platform, WhatsApp platform. The chairman asked people to submit their PVCs for verification exercise. It's on my phone as evidence. That's Akeem from Ipacha who sent that in. Akeem, thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. So I'm going to take another one here from David. David is a teacher in Surulere, and he says nothing of such in my school. David, thank you for sharing that information. Appreciate it. Please also confirm if it's a public school that you teach or state government school that you teach in, so we can properly situate your contribution. Okay. Let me take this one here that says. It's true, even in Orile area. This person did not say anything other than that. Not to worry. You can give me details. I mean, nobody will see your telephone number. It's here. Nobody would say anything. Adigun says, I'm a Lagos civil servant. There is no iota of truth in that. No one, I repeat, no one requested for the particulars of our PVCs. God bless. Adigun also said, no one. You know, has requested for anything because, you know, a caller had said earlier, and that caller that said he's an Okada rider. Yeah. And I said that that's an overkill. That's a big overkill. How can you say that? Well, Adigun said he's a civil servant and nothing like that is happening. This person said, what other evidence do you need after you were informed by those concerned? Calling in any officers from the Lagos State government will not yield any positive result. So I'm afraid you don't know how this works. This is how it works, you know, on our own part here. This is how it works. You must hear from all sides. Huh? You must. Before you can jump into conclusion, okay? Ude Igbani Abba says, on Monday last week, I walked down from Idumota to Badagry. At Ijara Palace near 7-Up, they were photocopying voters' card at the bridge from Ijara to Marina Bridge under it. They were photocopying, coming to boundary, coming to the market. It happened. Confirm it. And he says, my name is Ude Ibani. But did you ask who were those people doing the photocopy of copying the PVCs? Did you hear anything? I would need more information, please. We would need that. All right, I'm going to take one more message, then I'll come to the telephone before we head out. I'll come to the telephone after this message. Shala said, I just heard from a civil servant now that they use photocopy of voters' cards for audit. What audit? What are they doing? Who is using it? And he says, he or she said, this is bad. You know, Shala, we need more information. Who are the people using the photocopies? What audit were they told that they were doing with PVCs? We'll need that information, please. Good morning to you. Good morning. Please turn off your radio so we can hear you. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go. Let me see if I can squeeze in another call. Then please turn it off before you call me so we can talk clearly. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
All right. I don't want to say much about this issue.
Okay.
The only thing I want us to remember is this particular music by Fela.
Mm.
Man, they suffer him not fit talk that condition. Man, they suffer him fit talk that condition. So far, they Africa, Barbara. So far, they Barbara. Hey, Sheriff. The condition me, I know. The condition you, I don't know. Sheriff, Mata, this is Africa. May God help us for Nigeria. I
greet
you.
I salute you. I have a message here that said, that is nothing but the truth. I'm a teacher, a friend in school. Besides collecting their photocopy, their PVCs, they also compel them by the education secretaries to attend rallies. Each district must send certain numbers of teachers to campaign against their will, else they know the repercussion. This has been the system since PVCs has been used for election. He has submitted his PVC. He has submitted a photocopy or the PVC. I still need to find that out. Lagos, I can see all your calls. My lines, no space at all. I know, but we'll get to it. Let's take a break. We need to step out now. When we return, we'll talk some more. Stay here on The Crossfire. We're talking about this story about teachers in state schools being forced to submit the photocopies of their PVC, being forced to submit their signature, being forced to submit their fingerprint as well, allegedly, because we can't confirm any of this. I've had a chat, like I said, with the commissioner for information, Binga Motosho, this morning already, and he told me that he would go and investigate. He's not aware. He was wondering, I mean, how, where, from when, you know, but he promised that he would get back to us and give us the information once he's got it. So, yeah, we're going to put it out. Everything is out there now. Well, the state government cannot confirm it right now. Who are the people doing this? On whose behalf are they doing this? If they are doing it, indeed. If they are not, who are the people? I mean, what's the intent behind spreading such a story? Because I'm here, I'm seeing messages here, some confirming that it's happening, some saying that it is not happening. This person says, I remain anonymous. The teachers are not telling you the whole truth. Have they also told you that they have been telling people how Lagos State Government gave them a big cash Christmas bonus package and a raise this year on their salaries? So they have been bought up front. They should know that nothing goes for nothing, especially with politicians. He didn't exactly tell me anything useful, my friend, but thank you for sharing your thought. This person says, this information is true. It is a normal thing during electioneering, and they use all state-controlled apparatus to force people into voting for them. Any region that doesn't come with a good number of votes will not receive dividends of the government. That is a structure they are talking about in Lagos. All right. He still didn't give me any concrete proof that it's happening. He just wanted to prove that it's a possibility. This person says the question is, which party is Nicodemus doing this? The truth will unfold eventually. Okay, all right. Victor, thank you for sharing. Nothing really from that. This person says, in Bariga and Shemolo Axis, there are people who have seen who go around with many photocopied PVCs of people. I confirmed INEC needs to look into that axis. I don't know how true that of the teachers are, but I'm very sure of what's going on in Morocco. Shemolo Bariga axis. Okay, all right. That's something. This person is, I'm not going to read this because you're reacting again to one of my callers. So, Patrick, thank you, though. I appreciate the effort, okay? I appreciate the effort. But I usually don't like people reacting to my caller's opinion. I would love for you to share your own. This person says, yes, it's true. My mom is a teacher, and she told me this sometime. She told me this sometime last year, December. I have been trying to call in, but it's not going through. I'm sorry. I mean, all the lines are jam-packed as we speak right now. I just want to take a few messages before I come to the telephone, okay? This person says that it happened in my area. They asked me to give them the number of my PVC and my phone number at Ayobo area. I'm Oyedele from Ayobo. Oyedele, are you a teacher? Because that's the focus now. We've heard this before. We've heard this your complaint. We've heard it before. I mean, severally, Seth. Where people come and offer money for them to give out information on their PVCs. We've heard that before. But we're talking about civil service this morning. Teachers, to be very precise, let's be very precise now. That's very specific. Teachers allegedly being asked to submit the photocopies of their PVCs, their signature, and their thumbprint. Yeah, their fingerprint. Yeah. That's our conversation this morning. 01-277-0993, 277-1993, 277-2993, and 277-3993. Or call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. Female-only line is 01-465-7190. Someone once said, why do you always call this number over and over again when people are already on the line? So you have fresh callers that join, you know, the radio, you know, averagely every 2-3 seconds. So they want to contribute as well, and they, who knows, they might just be lucky to get through. That's why we call the numbers like that. Morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you. We can hear you. Please go on. Let's move on to another call. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Sharif.
Yes, sir.
This thing they are saying, I've confirmed it.
Okay.
Yes, at my area, at this Surulere Ogunlando Drive.
Okay, what happened? What were you told?
I went to a photocopy this in the business center where okay. They normally do photocopy.
Okay.
I went there to photocopy my ID card. I saw a guy with plenty of people's photocopy of voters' card on his hand inside that business center. Photocopying. I look at that guy. Only that my phone is not a camera phone.
Okay.
A small phone.
Okay.
I would have video him and send it to your listening. That was last week.
Last week.
One particular party, but I will not call the party.
But you don't know for what reason, right?
I don't know for what reason.
Okay.
I just saw him with a plenty
right.
of people's ID card.
You're right.
People PVC photocopy.
Okay. All right. Again, it doesn't prove what we're talking about. I just want to know the teacher's story. This we've heard this before. All of this we've heard them before. Photocopy of this we've heard them before. I don't know whether we understand the gravity of this conversation this morning. You know, I don't know whether we understand the gravity, the importance of this conversation this morning. Yeah, that's why we need to focus on this conversation. We've heard people being paid, offered money to get their PVCs or their photocopies. We've heard all of those. The conversation today, this morning, is about the teachers allegedly being forced. Huh? Good morning to you.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
Yeah, my name is Sam. My wife.
Welcome.
I just want to
say that this conversation is weird because there is no directive on no information from the Ministry of Education to any teacher for them to submit. There is none. There is none as I speak to you. I'm a civil servant.
Yeah.
I'm the Director of Public Affairs, Ministry of Education.
Thank
we don't
you.
Have such directive to any teacher and to any school. If we have directive, communication is always central in the civil service. Everybody will have a circular to show that, yes, this has been issued. People will have to do this. But as I speak with you, there is nothing of such. So I don't know where this is coming from.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much. In fact, you don't know what you've done today. You've given us another official response to this particular conversation. And we'll hold on to that. We'll hold on to that because that came in from the inside. So we'll hold on to that. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for calling. Appreciate that. But then it will not deter us from hearing from other people as well. And to hear other people's experiences as well. Well, thank you. I do appreciate you, you know, for that. And let me go take, if you are in the diaspora, you may not have to call me my Skype because you're not exactly the kind of respondents that will be needed for this conversation, okay? Please, you can leave the Skype for now. Thank you so, so, so much. Appreciate it. Anonymous said, even private schools requested for such, especially schools in Koshofe, they asked proprietors to supply the names of staff in their schools, but I gave them wrong names against wrong phone numbers. At a stage, they requested me to photocopy my PVC if I have any health issues. Private school proprietor. So a private school proprietor sent me this now. Ah, this is called Inkombe. I'll take his message or her message again. The person said, even in private schools, they requested for such, especially schools in Koshofe, they asked proprietors to supply the names of staff in their schools, but I gave them wrong names against wrong phone numbers. At a stage, they requested me to photocopy my PVC if I have any health issues. That's from a private school proprietor, according to this information here. Okay. It's 8:45. We'll take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Morning to you, sir.
I want to remain anonymous.
That's okay.
Okay. In my house, in my compound, and I will not mention the area.
Okay.
I was sharing my experience because where I stay, where I grew up, was around Suru area.
Okay.
I won't mention the name also.
Okay.
They called me last week. I was inside my car with my wife. The person called me and started mentioned my full name, and I was like, "Who is this person? This person, if you can, this person can call this name, then the person knows me very well." And I started begging me that I should vote for. I will mention the party because I won't hide anything.
Go on.
Said I should vote for APC. I said, how come did you get my phone number? He said, they have all the numbers of people that want to vote in that area. I said, wow. I said, okay. I just played smart. I said, only problem that I'm an APC member, in which I am not.
Okay.
That I'm going to vote APC already. Now started raining prayer on me. So after the call, my wife said, what if I told him that I am not going to vote APC? What will happen? I said, I don't know. So I was sharing this experience with a teacher that works with Lagos State in my compound. And she said they asked them to submit their PVC. Yeah, I wish she has also, she has submitted her own PVC. I said, wow. So she was like, I should just try that because they are looking for every means that if you are not voting APC, they are going to run into a problem, so they won't come out to, they won't come out to talk to you. They won't come out to say it. That's my own take.
Thank you for sharing that. Okay, let's go to where we're streaming live. It's a bit overwhelming on the telephone and the messages. There are too many. The messages on our live stream as well, they are not stopping. So I'm just going to go take a few. Let's start with YouTube this morning. And this message on YouTube says, it says, these issues with the PVC racketeering in Lagos, they are true. You go to the street and see what's going on. Sherry, the party in power is dangerously desperate. Let's be real. That's Uche who sent that. Uche, boy, you didn't give me anything to run with, okay? You didn't give me anything to run with. This person says, hi, Sherry. I believe you were subtly threatened by the guy who called himself a consultant for... But yeah, I had all of those semantics. It's okay. It's fine. We get that all the time. Let's take this one here from Adebimpe, who says, I did not join from the beginning of the program. From what I referred to so far, the issue is Lagos State collecting information on PVC. I have a friend that works with Lagos State as a teacher. This information is false, maybe in private schools, so I don't know. I'm also a Lagos State civil servant. Nothing of this is true. It's a blatant lie. Adebimpe, thank you for, you know, sharing that as well. I mean, this is the entire idea to bring the conversation forward like this, so everybody can dig in and share their thoughts. This person said, is responding to that one as well. Okay, so let's leave the professor out. Eh? Let's just forget about the professor. Let's take another one. I'm going to take another one here that says, Oluwaseun is your name. Oluwaseun, I think I've taken your message before, so I'm going to move on very quickly. Oh, wow. I'm trying to sift through what I have here. David says, what is very clear is in every rumor, there's always an atom of truth in it. So before you come up here and defend some kind of political nonsense, just think, because it hasn't gotten to your side. It doesn't mean it is not going on in another government offices. That's David. Responding to some of the comments on the live stream on YouTube. Let me take another call. Morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, please.
Hello, family.
Very well, thank you.
This election, it seems as if it's only in Lagos State or BVC copy this. To me, does it mean that if you don't, if any presidential candidate don't win Lagos, you won't win a presidential election? It's irritating. All the, you know, gimmicks that, you know, taking place, telling me to bring my... Everybody knows me in my area. Nobody has ever confronted me that, Mama, bring this, I want to do this. If they not do that, they want to roll Jimmy Lenny. You know, they should take it easy. It's not like Lagos State is not all and all in political arena of Nigeria.
Thank you.
They should leave Jimmy Disu. It's because of Jimmy Disu I came to Nigeria Info. They should leave him to analyze him. We like him like that.
Thank you. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Adegoke on YouTube says, I believe teachers should try to speak up on this, but the reality is there is no one that would want to be used as a scapegoat. So it's really difficult to get any of the persons to come up and talk this morning. Yeah, it's really difficult. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Please turn off your radio. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Okay. All what people have been saying can be true, because if they haven't reached your side, you can't say others are telling lies. I got an experience.
Okay.
I went outside Lagos, and I went to do something, and I met some students, like SS students. And I was asking to Kelly, who are you going to vote for? He said that. I'll mention the 13 rule. I said, why? He said, well, that's what they taught them in school. That they said because it's the chief master democracy. He brought free education. He brought this, he brought that. I said, that's what they taught. He said, yes, that's what they taught
them. They taught them in school.
Precisely. I have not overcome the shock.
Wow.
Students, about five of them. I said, wow.
But they're not even old enough to vote, are they?
SS can be 18 years, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, SS can be 18 years. I don't know. They said they taught them in history.
Okay.
So things are going on, really. So if it doesn't come to your environment, you don't say that. For Lagos State, they can go any way wire to do all that because they have a lot to hide in Lagos. Please take it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling me. Michael said, my sister is a teacher in Lagos State and they were forced to submit the copy of their PVC. Lagos State staff are scared of talking. I said, got Michael who sent that in. So what we're going to do is that we'll try and see if we can get one or two of the teachers to talk anonymously. We'll do everything we can to protect their identity. Once we get hold of that, then we'll bring back this conversation before the election. We'll try and bring it back before the election. I am sorry if I couldn't get to your calls. Very overwhelming. The messages, I can't even read 2% of it. But please bear with me. I have to step aside now for the next program, Daily Digest with Jimmy DC, okay? Well, thank you all for being a part of this. Now, let me say something before I go. You see that your PVC, nobody should use it to threaten you. Either a professor or a lecturer or a director or a PERMSEC, nobody should use that to threaten you. It's your right. It's your fundamental right. It's your power to decide who you elect as your next public official in February and in March. So please guard it very jealously. Whatever you can do to expose anybody trying to sabotage his democracy, do it. Expose them. But keep yourself safe as well while you do that. I'm Sharif Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Good morning to you.
Isn't it beyond extraordinary owning a smartphone with a distinctive retractable portrait lens camera on an eco-friendly back cover designed with a Snyk Cinema-like mute smooth screen, a super fast charge battery, and PC-level large memory? Go!
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3